Great. I'm looking for the signal that we can begin. Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Infrastructure Financing Authority. And please, if we begin, is he coming back?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay. Yeah. Let me turn to council. I think in, let's see, could we begin with the Baja meeting, and then when all the commissioners are back, we can go back to the BAFA?
Why don't you do the information item for BAFA while we're waiting for Commissioner Sperry?
That sounds great. Okay. So let's do that. He's back. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, it's been a long morning with a lot of meetings, so thank you. Great. So a call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Infrastructure Financing Authority for Wednesday, June 25th. First of all, I want to confirm, Madam Clerk, that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Next item is the consent calendar. Consent calendar is moved by Commissioner Sperring, seconded by Commissioner Glover. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Our next item, 3, is a contract for the Express Lane Toll System Integrator, TransCore Incorporated. So I'd like to, for $63 million comprised of $54,659,546 for the contract and $8,340,454 for the contract contingency. I'd like to turn now to staff for a staff presentation on that item.
Great. Thank you very much. My name is Jim McRae. I'll be making this presentation. I'll be very quick noticing the time limits. So basically what I wanted to say is we had a very diligent procurement process. It lasted about 18 months. We received 5 proposals that we had a 5-panel evaluation panel, 3 members in staff, 2 members out of staff. And using an evaluation guideline, we used 65% weight for the technical proposal and 35% weight for the cost proposal. As I said, we received 5 proposals. After the initial evaluation of those proposals, we shortlisted the firms down to 3. And this was basically based on the panel deeming that the other two proposers, Caption Xerox, were not likely to they were not likely to be awarded the contract. So based on that, we did have discussions, one-on-one discussions with the 3 remaining shortlisted firms. We met with them. We gave them opportunities to address the weaknesses and deficiencies in their proposals. And based on that, we did the panel came up with a recommendation to award the contract to TransCore. TransCore's technical evaluation score was the highest. They were the highest cost proposal. They were about $4 million more than Schneider Electric, who came in second. But, you know, this is a best value contract, and based on the evaluation panel's scoring, TransCore came out in first. So with that, I would like to recommend that you award the contract to TransCore, Inc. For 5 years, with 5 one-year extensions in the amount of around $54.7 million with an 8.3 contingency. And with that, I can take any questions.
Okay. First of all, are there any questions? Yes, Commissioner Sperring?
Just real quickly, this 5 years, this technology is really going to change fast. And so can you touch on that, and whose property will that be, and how do we move forward?
Right. So the estimate is that we're building a host. We're building 2 subsystems, a host system and a lane system. The host system is sort of the brains of the whole process. And the industry, those are lasting between 7 and 10 years. So with this contract, it does, you know, with the extensions, we can maintain that. And then by the end of the host's life cycle, we would be ready to do another procurement.
Okay. Thank you. We have one. We have one public speaker. I'd like to invite Andre Carpeau to please come forward.
I would like to find out if there is anything that has been published for the public to consult about the proposal. If there is any, I don't know.
So, in terms of publishing, we did publish our request for proposal back in November. And we have also put on our website the presentation and the memo that does explain the whole process that we used in the procurement, explains the evaluation process, and how we came to select TransCore.
Great. Thank you very much. With no other public comment, is there any further discussion by the commissioners?
Madam Chair, we move staff's recommendation.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a motion by Commissioner Glover, was seconded by Commissioner Spearing to approve the staff recommendation with regards to enter negotiations with TransCore for the Express Lane Toll System Integrator. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Now we move on to item four, which is a contract on-call construction management services for Express Lane communication with Blackhall Network. I'd like to turn, please, first to staff for staff report. The authority will be requested to approve a contract with Cooper Pagueda Management Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $830,000 to perform construction management and construction contract administration services for the communication backhaul network infrastructure on I-680, I-880, and I-80 to support the Phase 1 Express Lane projects.
Thank you, Chair Worth. I just will be extremely brief. The backhaul communication network is basically the fiber optic and lease line network that will support the Express Lane Phase 1 projects along Interstate 680 in Contra Costa County, 880 in Alameda County, Interstate 80 in Solano County, and the westbound approaches to the San Mateo and Dumbarton bridges. So this is an item that was undertaken it as a competitive procurement, and we ask that the authority authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract with Cooper Pagueda Management for an amount not to exceed $830,000.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yeah. Yes, Commissioner Spearing.
Andy, does this cover the original first phase we were talking about? Is that what this covers? Or is there any additional?
It's the first phase, yeah. And then it also goes back into the host system, which is up in Benicia Toll Plaza.
Okay.
Thank you. I have no public comment on that. With no further discussion?
Move approval
by Commissioner Spearing, seconded by Commissioner Glover. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next, item five, we move on to the work plan for fiscal year 2014-2015.
That's there just for your information.
Thank you very much. With that, we have no public comment for speaker cards. Therefore, we will adjourn our meeting to our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014.